That's a very important diagnosis because the recent data, for instance, from the Mayo Clinic and from Canada published in the New England Journal, shows that the prognosis of congestive heart failure with a normal ejection fraction is more or less the same as that of congestive heart failure with a depressed ejection fraction.
Roughly, what is the prognosis? I guess it depends on the degree of heart failure.
Correct. The prognosis is for any given degree of ejection fraction, the prognosis is strongly dependent on New York Heart Association clinical class 1, 2, 3, or 4. So people with class 3 or 4 heart failure, that is heart failure with less than usual activity or with symptoms at rest, pulmonary edema, have anywhere between a 10 to 20% one-year mortality. It's a serious illness. We are much better at treating. We know much more about treating the congestive heart failure associated with a depressed ejection fraction than we do about treating congestive heart failure associated with normal ejection fraction. So if we potentially have this emerging population of survivors of breast cancer, aging with abnormal ventricles because of hypertension, et cetera, aided and abetted by Adriamycin, who are developing congestive heart failure, and we're at a loss to fully understand how best to treat them.
You mentioned the diastolic effects of the anthracyclines. How can those be monitored, or can they be monitored?
Measuring diastolic abnormalities is difficult. The echocardiography is useful in that regard, and not uncommonly reports will routinely say that there is patterns of filling. The most common abnormalities seen are changes in the way the mitral valve opens and how blood flows across the mitral valve during diastole. And not uncommonly on an echo report in an elderly person, there will be a comment made about an abnormality of diastolic filling. That is one of the earliest signs of Adriamycin cardiotoxicity across the age range in young people and in old people as well.